You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is aptly called second date update because you've been on a first date already, but you can't get that second one. And we always try to come in as investigators and figure out what the hell is going on, Krista.
Thank you. We're Inspector Gadgets times two.
We have Brandon on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Good.
Chipper and excited this morning. Okay, so you went out on a date and you're not getting called back, which is what lands you here. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, through a friend of mine, I met this really cool guy named Vincent, and we met through text. This friend said, "Oh, you two guys would be great to with each other. You should go out on a date." So he gave us each other's numbers, and so we texted a little bit. Played the question game. You ever played that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and kind of got to know each other a little bit before going out on the date, and that went awesome. And then when we got to the restaurant, it just picked up from there. He was like, he totally got my sense of humor, and we could finish each other's sentences. It really clicked.
Okay.
We had a great dinner, and after the evening, he hasn't texted me back.
Okay.
Oh, Vinny.
Is there anything that you can think of during the date as you guys were talking or figuring stuff out that made it a little hesitant? I mean, it seems like it was a wonderful date.
Yeah, and I thought about all that before I called you guys, and I'm really racking my brain, and I can't think of anything that would not, have him wanting to call me back.
And how did you reach out to him, by text or by phone, when you tried to get in touch with him?
Well, I sent him an emoji.
Oh.
What kind of emoji did you use?
It wasn't the poopy one, was it?
No, it was a dinner plate a smiley winky face emotion.
Yeah.
All right. So
at least it wasn't, Kim's emojis, her rack.
Yeah. Those are awesome.
He would have probably been like, what? What's going on?
All right. Well, don't say anything. We're going to call Vincent right now and see what he's got to say for himself, okay?
Okay.
All right. Second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Vincent?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Vincent. This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams radio station right now as we speak. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
We're good. Thanks for being on our show, even though it wasn't your choice. We're doing a segment, Vincent, called Second Date Update. You went on a date with a guy named Brandon.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did that go?
It was good for the most part. He's really sweet and funny. I mean, mostly it was fine.
What do you say, mostly it was fine? What part of the date, I guess, not to focus on the negative, but
fine is not so great.
What wasn't fine?
So he chose the place. He was he did this cute little thing where he asked me out, sent me some dinner emoji. It was really cute. And then he picked the place and he had it all figured out. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is really nice. Very thoughtful. He picked up, we talked about food when we were texting. And so he picked out this great place that kind of met our taste. And we get there and we eat. It's great. And then we get to the register and he pulls out a gift card.
Oh, the classic gift card.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is bullshit.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I immediately am second guessing everything that he. I just that for me feels so. It's one of my pet peeves when someone's like, "Hey, we should try this restaurant." I'm like, "Oh, that sounds fun." Then we, get there, and it's only because they.
Yeah. Well, in his defense now, Vincent, in his defense, he could have got you this. Okay, this is the place I want to try. Then went online and bought the gift card, so he would have it there.
No. There's literally no way.
No
one ever does that. That is such a hassle. No way.
Yeah. I probably personally wouldn't show that to the person I'm on a date with. I would just secretly put that in my bill.
Why is that a big deal? I don't understand why that's a big deal.
Because this happens.
Yeah. Listen.
Because I pay with a gift card.
Oh, yeah. Vincent, I do have to tell you, I forgot. Brandon's actually with us on the phone here as we do this.
Go ahead and chat.
Yeah, he couldn't get back in touch.
With
him. Listen, I don't want to take sides here, but in defense of Brandon, on Valentine's Day, I took my girlfriend Michelle out for a very nice meal, and I had I just had this gift card that I had for like 2 years that I hadn't used, but the restaurant was amazing. It was a great restaurant. I didn't have the chance to get back there, and I knew I wanted to go there, but it wasn't because of that. So I don't know.
Can I elaborate, too, on your Valentine's Day, how you tried to actually take my daughter's balloon and give that to her for Valentine's
Day?
I know. You took it. I'm like, give me back that balloon. He tried to give my daughter's balloon to his woman on Valentine's Day.
Hey, anything you can do
to save
some money. But I don't see where that's a big deal. But that's just me. So, Brandon, I guess what happened, let's not take the spotlight off of me and put it
all
on Brandon.
Let's take it off of you. Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Brandon, I guess you paid for a gift card, and Vincent didn't like that.
I didn't pay for the gift card. I got the gift card through work. But, you know, I didn't think that the way that the meal was paid for changes the evening and, like, the time that we had.
I mean, Vincent, you did say everything else was perfect. It was really just the fact that he paid with the gift card that you didn't like. I mean, it sounds like high maintenance to me a little bit.
It makes me feel like I am second in this, like, date scenario. That first was like, oh, I want to try this restaurant. I'll just bring this guy along with me. It wasn't that I was, like, the first priority in this.
I guess. I mean, maybe.
I don't
think he meant it that way, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know Brandon personally, but I think just from talking to him.
He likes you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, here's what I think. In this day and age, it's so hard to find a guy or a girl or anybody that you really click with, that when you do, it's these small things that I would just usually let slide because, I mean, who knows how long it's going to be before you go back out. But, you know, listen, I don't know. That's just my own advice.
Until you kick the bucket. You know, you might not have much time.
All right, so what we do here on Second Date Update, Vincent, is we actually, you're going to love this, by the way, Vincent, because I'm actually going to pay for a date totally free.
Do you like that?
Wherever you want to go in Madison, I'm going to pay for the entire bill for you and Brandon to maybe just sit back so you don't have to worry about who pays, who doesn't. Yeah. If you want to try it over again, I will throw that offer out there to you.
I mean, I feel like I can't say no.
don't.
I mean.
Okay, yes. I will, but this has to be the last time that a date is paid with a gift card. This has to be it.
I mean, you gotta let him have one pass. He doesn't really know you that well, but now that he knows this, and Brandon, can you live up to this expectation of no more gift cards when you guys go out?
Yeah, so we'll go out to this one and then get pizza from here out.
Perfect.